Ian, thanks very much. Well, my guest on the programme is Shashwati Mandal, and she sings a style of Indian classical music called Khayal. She'll be striking up a tune or two in about 20 minutes' time, when I'm sure she will unlock the inner workings of Khayal for you. But let's start tonight with a bit of nouveau folk from Russia. The band is called Real Roads, and this is In the Field from their album Past the Gates. A bit of ska-esque Russian roots from Real Road, one of the tracks on their fourth album, Past the Gates. I'm Lapa Kotari. Welcome to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. Tonight I'm going to be taking you to Mali, Madagascar, all over Europe. We're going to be stopping a while in Brazil. And of course, given that my guest tonight is from Gwalior, we'll be spending a leisurely half hour or so soaking in the sounds of northern India. I'm also delighted that we have another new kid on the block, so to speak, with a track that some of you budding artists out there have uploaded onto BBC Introducing. But next tonight, we're off to the dance floors of 1970s Kinshasa, when Congolese rumba, funk and Afrobeat were sweeping the nation. And Verkis et l'Orchestre Vévé were leading the way in cool. This is Talali Talala, horns and groove aplenty.
Thank you. pasar. Nadie se para a mirar.
Seeing Your Punk Machine, Viendo Tu Máquina Punk, from Argentina and Colombia, created in the heart of Barcelona, a city that just oozes with artistry. Che Sudaca is the group, and they've just brought out their new album, Oi. Now, I think they did something like 1,199 gigs in 40 countries last year. So if that is their modus operandi, I am sure they'll be heading your way sometime soon. Right, let's take it down a touch with a bit of guitar and cora. Boubacar Traoré's latest album is a sheer delight. It's called Balimau. It was recorded at the famous Bogolan Studios in Bamako in his native Mali. And it's a graceful and elegant example of Boubacar's personal blend of the blues. This is one of two instrumental tracks on it, and it's called Sina Musu Jugu, on which he is accompanied by kora player Balaki Sissoko. Now, the title translates as The Bad Co-Wife, but for me, actually, this piece evokes soft breezes and the smell of grass after the rain. Thank you.
gemme drudi, store og små. Grongen bær oss brekeste karer, små barn som menn hos moren lå. Av kvinner og menn en stor skare, i hjemme ble det for smått for trangt, og lengsel dro dem med stor velde langt bort fra hjem og fødeland, langt over Norges fjelle. En hadde far, en hadde mor, en hadde en bror, en syster, som sa farvel til hjemlige jord, og nu fra de fremmede kyster til reisen gav mildt penger har sendt, men brev i posten kom nu bare med livet her. Er du vel tjent, og reisen er ingen fare. I havnen ser man en veldig koloss, full rinket med skorstein og greier. Den kan vel stormen byde tross, når stolt den på haven neier. Her stues inn de stor og små, vel møtt her er det ingen fare. Ankre og pives, lang gå, med hele den brogede skade.
Now, I'm not sure if the saying is correct that jazz musicians can't sing, but the group on that track, Fat Dog, would beg to differ. Fat Dog is a coming together of three folk artists and three jazzists. It's where Scandinavia meets Britain and explores a new found land, which is in fact the title of their album. It's eclectic and atmospheric, and that tune is one of two tracks on the album where they all lay down their instruments and just sing. You're listening to Lapa Katari on World on 3. Time now to join my guest tonight, Shashwati Mandal, a singer of Hindustani classical music. She's here in the studio with harmonium player Sidesh Bicholkar and Gurden Raith on tabla. And she's going to begin with a piece in Rag Saraswati.
No. जागे मोरे भाग घर मोरे आए 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 हमरे लाल कुंवर कन्हे जागे मेरे भाग घर मोरे आए जागे मेरे भाग भाग जागे मेरे भाग घर मोरे आए जागे जागे मेरे मेरे भाग भाग जागे मेरे भाग घर मोरे मोरे आए जागे रेम परनी धाम मनी धाम मब मब सानी पधाम रे प मधाम परे सा जागे मेरे भाग घर मोरे आए जागे मेरे भाग घर मोरे आए जागे मेरे भाग घर मोरे आए जागे मेरे भाग नी दब मब दब मब मरे सा जागे मेरे भाग मब धनी दब मब मरे सा जागे मेरे भाग घर मोरे आए जागे मेरे भाग जागे मेरे भाग जागे मेरे भाग घर मोरे आए।
Absolutely beautiful. Shashwati, come and join me up here on the by the table. That was an absolutely beautiful piece in Rag Saraswati. And I understand that it was a composition by your grandfather.
Yes.
Tell me about him and tell me about what it means to you to sing the music from your family.
Yeah, I belong to a family of musicians and musicologists. My grandfather was a court musician in Sindhia dynasty in Gwalior. I was born in Gwalior and I stayed with my maternal relatives who almost all were musicians. So when I was very small, I used to get up in an atmosphere where everyone is singing or playing some instrument or they're practicing something or another. And since my grandfather was a musician, there was a strict rule in the family that every child should follow the music. And I followed the tradition and it happened to me very naturally. I didn't do anything much to be into in music. I used to wake up and the tanpura was in my hands. The mornings were like that.
It sounds really idyllic, but it must have been quite an intense family and kind of childhood. Yeah. You know, when you have we think of music as a free spirit, but especially within the Indian classical genre, this is hard study, isn't it?
Yes. In earlier time, actually there was a strict discipline in almost all the music gharanas that the children of the particular family, they should follow the tradition.
But each gharana is a in a sense a school, a style from a certain community.
Yes.
And yours is the Gwalior gharana.
Yeah, mine is the Gwalior gharana, which is called the father gharana of all the gharanas. And all the gharanas came out, or all the schools came out from Gwalior School of Music. So we were in a very strict disciplined place and we had to do it. So as a child, I couldn't enjoy it much. But yeah. I just followed what elders used to tell me. And as a child, I wanted to play out and all those. But due to the strict discipline, I was never allowed to do anything else. Just music, music and music. But as I grew up and as I could understand the music, then I thought that, yes, this is the thing which I should do. And it started growing as a passion in me.
Now, as you said, the Gwalior gharana is like the mother of all gharanas. This is where the teaching of music and the style and that discipline, that structure, sort of the root of it came from. What is it about Gwalior that has made it so strong in the arts? I mean, arts in general, but specifically in music.
Yeah. Because because Mia Tansen, he belonged to Gwalior. He was born near a village near Gwalior. And he learned from Mohammad Ghose and Swami Haridas. And his place of work was Gwalior. And since he was there, he taught many of the musicians. And it came there, Raja Man Singh Tomar, who was king, but who was a great musician in himself. So he always inspired the people who are in Gwalior to follow the music. And he composed many of Dhrupad style compositions. And almost all the families used to follow music in Gwalior.
Now, when you're talking about Tansen, I mean, this is what, the 16th or the 17th century in India? Every year, I mean, his ashes are scattered in Gwalior. Mm-hmm. And there's an annual Tansen festival.
Yes.
I'm sure you've taken part in it. Give me some of your memories of being part of that.
Tansen festival, it was like a family festival. We used to be so enthusiastic about it. It was a whole night festival for 3 days. And my mother, who was my guru as well, she used to be very strict that I should not sleep.
Yeah, that's unusual for a mother to ask of a child.
Because that time she was not mother, she was just guru.
Yes.
She was my teacher that time. She wanted me to listen all the musicians and to make out to understand how they sing, what ragas they are doing, how they are doing. So it was a teaching in itself to listen to music, live artists. It was a teaching in itself. It's not always in close walls that you learn something. So the Tansen festival was grand, and as a child I was very lucky to listen almost all the legends of Indian classical music.
So Shashwati, can we listen and learn from hearing you do another piece now?
Sure.
What are you going to sing for us?
I'll be singing
is it a tappa? You're going to do a tappa, is that right?
Yes, I'll be singing a tappa. I'll tell something in short about tappa. Tappa is basically a folk song of Punjab or Multan, which is now in Pakistan. The camel traders in that particular area at the time of Heer Ranjha Sonhi Mahiwal, they used to sing these folk songs while they are traveling on camel for their business. And they had a gifted voice of very fluctuating and very fast and very high-pitched voices. And they used to sing all these songs of Heer Ranjha and Sohni Mahiwal or their stories while they are traveling. And since it was on camel, there was a natural jump in them. So that it started calling tappa. Tappa means jump. And one Mr. Mia Shori, he was from Lucknow, from Awadh. He went on roaming to this place and he liked it very much. And he brought all those songs to Indian classical music. He composed them in Indian classical ragas. And then it was taught to many of the musicians. And there are two styles of tappa singing, one in Banaras, one in Gwalior. I follow the Gwalior style of tappa.
Wonderful. Well, let's hear it, Shashwati. Sure. So we're going to hear a piece from the camel herders of Punjab, a form called tappa, which has basically jumped itself into Indian classical music.
जाने वाले
मियाँ जाने वाले तानो अल्लाह दी कसम अल्लाह
Wonderful. You can almost see the line of travellers singing as they make their way on their camels from village to village. That was Atappa, a folk song of the camel herders, sung by my guest tonight, Shashwati Mandal. And she'll be back for another set in just over 20 minutes' time. I'm Lapa Kotari. This is World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. If you go to the Radio 3 homepage and click on World, you'll find this programme, tonight's playlist and pictures of my guests here in the studio. You can also listen again to the programme for the next 30 days, wander around the website and savour music from our World Music Archive. These are recordings that the team here has collected like priceless gems on their travels over the past 10 years or so. You can also download podcasts of our Commonwealth Connection series, the sessions that we've had on the show over the last year. I mean, frankly, the list is endless. So just go to bbc.co.uk/radio3/world on 3 and get trawling. And tweet me your findings or thoughts if you want at This Is Lopper. My hashtag is World on 3. Still to come tonight, a sassy tune about a trip to the doctor from Memphis, Tennessee. I've got a couple of chill-out sounds post-carnival in Brazil. And in about 20 minutes' time, I'm going to play a track that was uploaded onto our virtual stage at BBC Introducing. More about that in a bit. But back to the music now, and Vitamin Z from Afrojazz, Belgian combo, African Protocol. A band that grew out of a meeting between saxophonist Guillaume Van Paris and Burkina Faso drummer Moise Ouattara back in 2013. Freedom from the Known is their first album, and it really packs a punch.
melitine meluk babane melitine meluk babane meluk babane tinazu nanzarane meluk babane tinazu nanzarane Come on, Mara, if I'm bull at your Bola te kwana chaliako Kama mara ya ni atapela Kama mara ya ni atapela
Meletine, a beautiful girl from Madagascar, desired by all. Unfortunately, she falls in love with a man her father disapproves of, and she has to keep her love a secret. That was a song from Teta, a well-known Malagasy guitarist. His latest album, Blue Tsapiki, tells simple tales of everyday life and the growing pressures on the community in a modern world. Now, sandwiched between Teta and African Protocol at the top of that trio of tunes was modern folk music from Slovakian group Banda and Zozula from their self-titled album. Now, what is it about Canada that produces great female vocal groups? Now, I'm thinking of the likes of the McGarrigle Sisters and the Be Good Tanyas. Well, another name that you could add to the list is the Sweet Lowdown, a trio of banjo hammering, fiddle playing, guitar strumming singers who make new songs in an old style. The Sweet Lowdown brought out their third album at the end of last year and got some pretty good reviews. This is a song called Road Song, and it's on that album, Chasing the Sun. I guess you could call it a classic travelling tale.
Don't qua non allero vi sareva e le chiedo un nero veretta d'info se le mia fronte in ogni bambà e moro mi le chiede so che di drum o hita ti samans ti so che io e grinning in shoes to be out to claw Lada Michelle to leave it at all Grote Lilla du Grote Papa Hanna Steine Ta det lilla lugna Lägg dig ner och blunda Då ska Grote Lilla du Grote Mamma hon är här Och Steine Ta det lilla lugna Lägg dig ner och blunda Då ska du
An all-female trio in the Sweet Lowdown, followed by Danish eight-man band Fast Beholmen. And Grote E, a catchy number that literally made little kids hug the speakers. Or so it says on their website, and I can kind of understand why. It really is a sweet, sweet song. Now, Good is Good. Vous la Vielle is the name of the band that got our attention on BBC Introducing this week. The group is led by accomplished percussionist Bex Birch, who spent 3 years living and playing with music with the Dagare tribe in Upper West Ghana. Well, that experience led Bex to form her own ensemble, and this is the result. At the heart of Vous la Vielle sound is the Ghanaian xylophone called the Giel. Now, Vous la Vielle means good is good. And boy, these guys are really good. Have a listen to this. What a riot of rhythm from BBC introducing entrant Vula Viel, who some of you may have seen playing at The Forge in Camden Town, North London, last night. The song I played is going to be on their album, which comes out in the autumn. And Bex, the leader of the group, tells me that they're going to be gigging around the UK in April and the South Bank Centre in June. Vula Viel, our BBC introducing choice tonight. Now, remember that no matter how long you've been playing for, or if you've only just decided tonight that you want to be a singer or musician, we want to hear what you have to offer. We could even ask you to come into the studio to do a session for us. There is a world of opportunity out there. All you have to do is upload your songs onto BBC Introducing. Type BBC Introducing into your search engine and the rest is pretty simple. The faster you get to it, the sooner you might be on this programme. I'm Lop Akatari and you're listening to World on 3 on BBC Radio 3. Still to come, some fun from Elvis's resting place, Memphis, Tennessee, and an Indonesian lullaby from our world music archive, as well as part two of our session from tonight's guest, Shashwati Mandal. But now each week, we do invite our session guests here on World on 3 to bring along a track or performance that resonates with them for a particular reason, whether it's musicians who've had a big impact on their own music, or perhaps something we couldn't have come across without the benefit of an introduction from a learned musician. It's what we call the heritage track. So, Shashwati, what have you brought with you for us to listen to, and why?
I have brought Pandit Kumar Gandharva's composition. It's Ananda Manao in Rag Malkhans. When I heard it first time, I was like, what's this? This is not exactly what I learned from my traditional teachers, because he has introduced some what is not written in theoretically was not allowed, and he has used those notes in that particular composition. And the first time, second time, third time, when I listened to it, I could feel that no matter he is not just following the rules of particular raga, it touches the heart. And that matters the most. Any music, if it doesn't touch the heart, I don't think it's worth. It should touch your heart.
So let's hear it.
Ananda Mana, Ananda Mana. Ananda Mana,
Well, that was Shashwati's heritage track. Shashwati, you're going to sing a piece for us now. What are you going to follow that with?
I'm going to sing Vanchayati, which is a semi-classical composition. Chaiti means a song which is sung in Chaitra Mas, Chaitra month. Chaitra is the starting of the year in Hindu calendar. So the year starts from Chaitra, which is a harvesting time, and the lady, she sings for her beloved husband that you are coming and please bring this thing or that thing for me, or you please come, don't stay away from me.
Mama.
Beautiful piece, a semi-classical piece marking the beginning of a new year, the arrival of spring. Shashwati, that was absolutely beautiful. We were talking earlier on about your childhood, yeah. And it sounds as though it was both a charmed childhood, but also one dictated by pretty strict discipline.
Yes.
You teach now.
Yeah.
So do you do things quite differently with your students?
Sure.
Yeah.
I never force them. But yes, I make sure I motivate them and I try to bring the best in them. Because now those who are learning from me, they are not doing music by force. They are self-motivated. It's their passion. But the thing is that they are not guided properly sometimes. And they want to do something, but they don't know what to do and how to practice and how to excel. So I just guide them and I make it sure that, yeah, some kind of discipline should be there. There should be some kind of strict discipline towards ourselves. Otherwise, it doesn't happen. Whatever I may say that I lost many things in my childhood, but I must say that whatever I am, I'm just because of that strict discipline.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose everything has its benefit, and you're now enjoying that that rigorous.
Sometimes the form kids of just say no to studies, but we have to be strict with them. It's just like that.
And I guess through all this teaching, you're rediscovering a lot of music yourself.
Absolutely. I went to teaching because I wanted to grow. Teaching is just learning again. You learn different techniques to teach. You learn so many other things which you might have avoided because they were so difficult. And then suddenly you find that you have to teach particular raga which you have not touched all of your life. And then you start learning that raga again. So it's really, I'm enjoying it.
Now you started at the beginning on the first set with a composition by your grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Do you yourself compose pieces?
Yeah, I try to, but I don't find that composition is an easy thing. Because I tried composing a few things, but then I found it, no, it's not my cup of tea, at least not now, maybe after some years.
Yeah. But do you write poetry?
I wrote a few in Hindi, but I never revealed it to anyone. They are just for me, like.
So, what's this final piece you're going to perform for us tonight, Shashwati?
As I said earlier, I am very much influenced by Pandit Kumar Gandharva. And he did great compositions in bhajan, which is called Nirguni Bhajan. Nirguni and Sagun, there are two ways of devotion in Indian way of worshipping. Sagun is when someone is worshipping some idol. Nirgun is some abstract is there, some power is there, but there is no idol. So Nirgun is what Kumarji followed, and he made beautiful composition of Kabir's Kabir's poetry. And he's,
and Kabir is one of the absolute great mystic poets, isn't
he?
Wonderful,
yes,
wonderful poet.
Yes, yes. It teaches us a lot of things. So I love Kabir, I love Kumarji.
Wonderful. Well, Shashwati, thank you very much for coming in this evening.
Thank you so much.
And also to your harmonium player, yeah, Sudesh.
And Gurdin. Both are talented accompanists, and I'm honored to be with them.
They've set a beautiful mood, haven't they, this evening?
Yeah.
So a final piece from Shashwati Mandal, accompanied on harmonium by Sudesh Bicholkar, and on tabla by Gurdin Rayad.
सुनता है गुरु ज्ञानी 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 सुनता है गुरु ज्ञानी 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 गगन में आवाज हो रही झीनी 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 सुनता है गुरु ज्ञानी 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 पहले आए 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 पहले आए नाग बिंदु से पीछे जम या पानी पानी हो जी सब घट पूरन पूर सब घट पूरन पूर रया है अनंत पुरुष निर्वाणी हो जी निर्वाणी हो जी ये सुनता है गुरु ज्ञानी फसानी हो जी फसानी हो जी सुनता है गुरु ज्ञानी 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 सुनता है गगन में आवाज हो रही झीनी 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 झीनी
Absolutely beautiful. Shashwati Mandal, a singer from one of India's roots of music, from the Gwalior Gharana, accompanied by Siddhesh Bicholkar on harmonium and Gurdain Rayat on tabla. Thank you all very, very much for coming in this evening. Well, next week, I guess you could say something completely and utterly different. I'm going to be joined by Cadillac 3, unplugged, I might add, making their music less rock and more Nashville folk. They're my guests in session next week. A carnival in Brazil was over a week ago, and so, I am guessing, is the hangover. But just in case you're still feeling a bit worse for wear, here are two songs to soothe your head but keep your hips swaying.
Sobreviver nesse turbilhão, escapar sozinho do redemoinho dessa malha fina que seus olhos são. Preciso conter o meu sentimento, esse pé de vento chamado paixão. Mas o amor é grande e por mais que eu mande, é quase impossível que ele obedeça. Entre de cabeça nessa corredeira, saí do mato pra cair na capoeira. Capoeira, capoeira. Escorreguei na ladeira e gostei da brincadeira, não quero parar. Capoeira, cada rasteira que a vida dá. Capoeira, mergulhei na cachoeira e deixei a choradeira pro rio levar. Preciso domar o meu coração pra sobreviver nesse turbilhão, escapar sozinho do redemoinho dessa malha fina que seus olhos são. Preciso conter o meu sentimento, esse pé de vento chamado paixão. Mas o amor é grande e por mais que eu mande, é quase impossível que ele obedeça. Entre de cabeça nessa corredeira, saí do mato pra cair na capoeira. Capoeira, cada rasteira que a vida dá. Capoeira, escorreguei na ladeira e gostei da brincadeira, não quero parar. Capoeira, cada rasteira que a vida dá. Capoeira, mergulhei na cachoeira e deixei a
noiva exagera alguma coisa, faz da dupla muito mais. Passa um frio na espinha, pelo calor da palmada, move a moça e o rapaz. Ela sorri com a barriga, ele corteja a preferida, amor, a gente é muito mais. O samba é roda sem medida, a chuva agora é colorida e a harmonia se refaz. Quando vão pela avenida, levam qualquer incerteza, um passo à frente, um passo atrás. Pega na barra da saia, tomara que caia a barra da saia, tomara que saia, sambando eu vou. Pega na barra da saia, tomara que caia a barra. De chuva exagera alguma coisa, faz da dupla muito mais. Passa um frio na espinha, pelo calor da palmada, move a moça e o rapaz. Ela sorri com a barriga, ele corteja a preferida, amor, a gente é muito mais. O samba é roda sem medida, a chuva agora é colorida e a harmonia se refaz. Quando vão pela avenida, levam qualquer incerteza, um passo à frente, um passo atrás. Pega na barra da saia, tomara que caia, a barra da saia, tomara que saia, assim quando eu vou. Pega na barra da saia, tomara que caia, seja preferida, amor, a gente é muito mais. O samba é roda sem medida, a chuva agora é colorida e a harmonia se refaz. Quando vão pela avenida, levam qualquer incerteza, um passo à frente, um passo atrás. Pega na barra da saia, tomara que caia, a barra da saia, tomara que saia, sambando eu vou. Pega na barra da saia, tomara que caia, a barra da saia, tomara que saia, sambando eu vou. Minha imperfeição foi. Pega na barra da saia, tomara que caia, a barra da saia, tomara que saia, sambando eu vou. Minha imperfeição é a voz. Pega na barra da saia, tomara que caia, a barra da saia, tomara que saia, sambando eu vou.
Brazilian doubleheader there, Seomar and Turbilhão from her album Silencia, that was produced by cellist Vincent Segal, whose name you might recognise from his collaborations with Malaki Sissoko and more recently with Piers Faccini. And I followed that with some modern electro samba by Moreno Veloso, Un Passa o Frenchi from Coisa Boa, his first album in about 13 years, worth a listen. OK, so let's head over to Memphis, Tennessee, and hear why Mighty Souls Brass Band are at the Doctor's.
Doctor, I'm begging him, please, can you determine what's wrong with me? My knees are shaking, I'm covered in sweat.
Wait,
hadn't told you the worst part yet. A creepy feeling stealing over me. A smoking hole where my heart should be. I got a fever in the danger zone. All I wanna do is talk on the phone. I can't go forward and I can't go back. Got a feeling I'm dealing with a love son. How did all this start? Was it an achy feeling in your heart? Did your knees start feeling like rubber just about the time you discovered you love her? I'll run some tests, but there ain't no doubt your heart went sappy and your brain went south. I've had some patients ready for the net, son. I'm telling you, you're the worst one yet. Ain't no medication that'll bring you back. Got a feeling you're dealing with a love.
Zabrzęczał. Cycyń w drogę się udał.
21st century Jethro Tull? No. Polish Gothic jazz trio, Chłopcy Kontrabasza and Jerry. I love their energy and the fact that their album Oj Tak doesn't let you get complacent or even, frankly, define them. Now, as you can imagine, the world music team here at BBC Radio 3 has got a lot of music that they've gathered over the years. So every week on World on 3, we delve into the world music archive and pick a track. Since I visited Indonesia recently, I asked one of my producers, Martin, if he could find something from there. And he unearthed this little gem. It's from a group from Java led by Pak Endang. And it's called The Rocking Song because it's a tune that they play to rock the kids to sleep. The Suling bamboo flute taking the lead there in The Rocking Song, a tiny part of many hours of music stored in the World Music Archive on the Radio 3 website. Feel free to root around in there yourself. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3 and click on World Music Archive at the top of the menu bar and enter our A to Z of music. Now, here's an unlikely pairing for you. I'm going to play something from Serbia, followed by one from China. Amira was born in Sarajevo and she's a Sevda singer. That's Serbian Songs of Lament. You might remember her from this programme just over a year ago when she was at Womex in Cardiff. This is from her latest album, Silk and Stone.
Mm-hmm. ženi srce moje. Nek se ženi, to je drago meni, srce moje. Jagoda črlena, jagoda malena, pozdravi mi v Koprivnici dragoga. Jagoda črlena, jagoda malena, pozdravi mi v Koprivnici dragoga. Tove doći srce moje, i ja ću mu lepi dar donesti, srce moje. Jagoda črlena, jagoda malena, pozdravi mi Koprivnici dragoga. Jagoda črlena, jagoda malena, pozdravi mi Koprivnici dragoga.
The two-string Chinese violin, the erhu, played by Guo Gan, who grew up surrounded by music. His father was master of the erhu and passed his knowledge on to his son. Gan has in turn, like his father, become a symbol of the instrument. That was the title track from his album Himalaya. Well, that's it for tonight. Just a reminder that tonight's session with Shashwati will be available as a podcast from Monday. Next week, Cadillac 3 are going to be stirring up a storm here in the studio. Do join me if you can. And I'm going to play us out tonight with a bit of passion, flamenco from the banks of Seville's river. This is Calaita Flamenco Son with Simu Ti Cantas La Caña. Till next week. Good night.
Me gusta por la mañana después de un café bebido pasearme por Triana con mi pitillo encendido. Sentarme en la Plaza Cuba y a ver los bananas del arco llegado.
Me encanta, hijo.
Y allí hay sino en Sevilla Triana, sino en La Habana, en España y en Cuba, y yo soy tu amante, tu abogado, por dar la caña, entraba nada de tanto en tu canté. Y hasta se la barca, me cogió el barcano. La niña bonita no paga el dinero. Que está bonita y que te va a pagar. Y hasta que el barquero no es listo ni nada. Ya, ya.